This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily address that Russia is carrying out what he called an obvious policy of genocide against Ukrainians. But he said the catastrophic developments in Ukraine could have been avoided if powerful nations had really pushed to end the war. He said Ukraine will always be an independent state and will not be broken. The only remaining question, he said, is what price Ukraine will have to pay for freedom and what price Russia must pay for waging war. Meanwhile, Russian forces in northeastern Ukraine, already pushed back to near the Russian border, appear to be launching a new counteroffensive as the three-month war morphs into what some Western officials describe as a scrap with no end in sight. Authorities in Ukraine's second biggest city, Kharkiv, said Thursday that Russian shelling had killed at least seven civilians and wounded 17 others while heavy fighting raged to the north and east of the city. Ukrainian Defense Ministry has warned of existing threats of Russian missile strikes from Belarusian territory. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The ministry's Alexander Motsuzianik says the short-range ballistic missile system Iskander-M has been moved to areas in Belarus bordering Ukraine, adding that, according to Ukrainian intelligence, Russia's preparing up to 1,500 reservists who could be involved in fighting 3 weeks after completing their training. Motuzianik says Ukrainian forces are countering Russian attempts to push them out from northwestern and southeastern parts of Lyman.